Hello, baddies and laddies, and welcome to the Princess Pear Podcast. I am, of course, your lovely host, Miss Princess Pear. How are you guys doing? I'm doing pretty good. Happy holidays. When I release this, it'll be the day before Christmas Eve. Goodness grief. It's coming up so fast. Yeah, I'm home for the holidays, which is nice, but it's also weird. Just before recording this, I was wrapping presents and watching Gilmore Girls with my family. So that was a little bit weird. I mean, because obviously, I don't live very, I don't go to school very close to where I live, so it's kind of weird. Well, I guess I live at school, but you know what I mean, like where my family lives, my home. Ow. But yeah, oh, it's weird. Well, this is my first Christmas being home. I mean, my first Christmas being in college and like coming home to somewhere different, which I mean has always, I mean, kind of been a thing because it was like I'd be at my dad's house. Or my mom's house, or in a different state, things like that. So I think like I'm not as particular about where I'm celebrating Christmas, and I'm more particular about like the people I'm spending it with. And I'm glad I'm spending it with my family. It should be fun. I'm excited for everyone to get the gifts. I'm gifted them. That's my thing, is like in my mind I'm a great gift giver, but then it actually gets to the time and I don't mean to be like, oh, I'm broke, I can't buy anything, but I don't want to like resent the person, you know what I mean, because I've spent money on them, you know what I mean, which is hard like for my friends because I had all these like really super cute ideas and I ended up giving them all like a gift I really think they'll like, but I don't know. It's kind of nerve-wracking to like make sure you're not spending too much money and blah blah blah. Or it's like the cute little like gifty things I want, like are cute. But like there are things that like, I want to get people a lot of like little things. Like that's sort of my style of gifting. I'll have little things they've talked about. I'm not really like a one big present kind of person. I much rather like I like to receive like a lot of little things, and I prefer to give people a lot of little things because of that. But like a lot of it is like they're not gonna use it, or I don't know, they're not gonna use it again. They don't really want it. Anyways, got some cute stuff I will not be saying when I got them just yet because I don't want them to listen to this and have the surprise be ruined. But I got them each like two things. So, I mean, it's kind of in line with my lots of little things. I think it's like really intimidating to give a gift to somebody you know is like a really good gift giver. Because I have a couple friends like that where I'm like, oh my goodness, like I am out of my mind. Like I have no idea what to get them because like they're really good at this. But also like at the end of the day, like it's the thought that counts, but also like these are things that like I'm not going in the left field, like I know these people and we talk about things that they like. So I hope it works out. I'm sure it'll be good. I'm excited. But I feel like this year has felt like the least Christmassy, like leading up to Christmas. You know what I mean? I feel like right after Thanksgiving, it's like, oh, Christmas, it's Christmas time, we're gonna watch Christmas movies and it's gonna be so much fun and blah blah blah. But I feel like now that it's like really Christmas time, why I had finals and like it was my first finals week and things like that, which it went really well. I'm proud of myself. I ended up with really good grades, so I'm a little bit proud of myself. But yeah, it was my first like finals week and things like that, so I think that kind of fed into like the it's not Christmas time. But also, like, you know, I've been a kid up until this point, and I think like that's sort of part of it too. It's like, you know, kind of melancholy. Like the magic of Christmas obviously isn't gone, but you kind of open your eyes and realize that like it wasn't magic. You know what I mean? It was the people around you who really cared about you, like, you know, working their butt off to make it feel so magical. And I think that's kind of almost more heartwarming in the sense that you know, people came together to make your Christmas come true. But I think it's hard because like this is also one of the first years I'm not going like home for Christmas, which is hard, but like, you know, you gotta be thankful for the things that you have, and I think that that's something I've learned. Yeah, and I'm so thankful for like the place I'm going, like I'm the mindset I have going into this next year, because I mean, like, it's Christmas and it's New Year's, so you guys know it's gonna be a New Year's resolution episode next. But yeah, I'm just really happy to be the person I am, surrounded by the people I am surrounded by, like going into this new year. And I think I'm gonna be okay. Which is like, you know, it's sad. It's sad to say. I'm not sad. It's happy. I'm so happy. But like, it's all gonna work out. I think that's why I just keep on telling myself, is like little things that like aren't working out, or little like headbutts. It's like, you know, it's all gonna be okay. It's all gonna work itself out. But yeah, I think what Christmas thing that I've realized most is number one how expensive it is. Because I'm not even one to spend like a bunch of money on Christmas, but still, it's like it's Christmas time. I wanna spend money, I wanna do this. But also, like Christmas shopping, my heart goes out to every single retail worker during this time. Because I went because I needed or I think it was just like my family wanted to like walk around the mall, and I also had no idea, like I because we were gonna go to church on Christmas Eve, and I was like, I have nothing good to wear, and I have this like white dress, but it's like I don't get the difference between like a winter white and a summer white, but apparently it's a summer white, so apparently I can't wear that. But I have a jumpsuit, so I'm feeling the Catwoman fantasy. It looks nothing would like a Catwoman, but it is a jumpsuit, and I think it's very cute. Yeah. So, oh, back to retail workers. So they were so nice to me. The little ladies at the store I bought it at, so sweet. They were, oh, hi, happy holiday season. You're so cute, blah, blah, blah. So sweet. I love them. I would die for them, truly. But the big thing was the Santa Claus there. He was so sad. He was stressed out. And I would be too, because that line to see him wrapped around the building. I don't care who I'm dressed up as. If there's ever that long of a line to meet me when I'm like in a disguise, no, that's terrible. Like that's what I don't get about like meeting characters at Disney. Like you're waiting in line to meet a person in a costume, and it's fun. The pictures are cute, blah blah blah, but like people wait multiple hours. I mean, not even just at Disney. Like these like costume characters thing we kind of are obsessed with as a people group. I don't know. It's personally a little bit weird to me. That doesn't mean it has to be weird to you though. Just weird to me. But he waited in such a long line. No, people are waiting in such a long line to see him. And then the thing is, they're paying for those photos. You know what I mean? It's different. Because if you go to the Bass Pro Shop, you can get the photo for free. Like, I know most people buy some sort of photo. And you probably should. Because it's like, I don't know, labor laws or something like that. But people, you wait in those lines for so long. And at Bass Pro Shop, you usually have like a time slot too. So 200 people in line are waiting. And these 200 people all have a time slot for what, 3 o'clock? So it's like, I don't know. It's confusing to me. But yeah. I'm personally like a Christmas person. I really like Christmas. It's my favorite time of the year. But I like the Christmas season. Obviously, I love Christmas. You know, great. It all leads up to this one day. But also, when you are a Christmas lover, Christmas is the saddest day because it's all over. Have you ever watched a Christmas movie the night of Christmas? It is such a weird feeling because you're like, I can't really relate to this anymore because I'm not, you know, building up to Christmas or things like that. And that's my thing. Christmas is not about the presents or things like that, you know, like, and that's not even like the reason I'm excited for Christmas. So it's like, obviously, that's fun. It's not leading up to that. It's just like, Christmas is over now. And it's sad. Even Christmas morning is weird sometimes. Because hear me out. I feel like you reach an age where you cannot organically wake up for Christmas anymore. You have to, plan your pajamas, and I know they're gonna take pictures, so I have to get ready, and I better brush my teeth, and I have to, you know, do this and do that and blah 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 blah, set my alarm. Terrible. Which, like, I think Christmas is extra fun for me because I have siblings that are a lot younger than me, so Christmas magic is still very much alive in my house. It's thriving. But, like, I will be awoken by, like, tiny humans at the crack of dawn. But, like, I'm excited for that, you know what I mean? So I'm preparing myself to be awoken by these little rascals. These little silly geese. Also, this thing about Christmas is you buy all these Christmas sweaters and, you know, like, Christmas this and Christmas that, Christmas clothes. You can only really wear it in December. Because if you wear it before December, people are like, oh my gosh, it's not Christmas time. But then you literally, it's like January, you definitely can't wear Christmas stuff. Because you had your time to wear it. And Christmas is over. I like January. There's a lot of, like, birthdays in my family in January. And also, like, getting back to school. It's a new year. It's a fresh start. But also, seeing Christmas Day. Again, back to my other point. The day after Christmas is sad. Or when you drive around and you see Christmas, like, ornament, like, decorations. Day after Christmas. Oh, so sad. You know, my favorite universal thing about Christmas is when your parent is like, oh, give me your wrapping paper, let's collect it in the trash bag, because I have adopted that role, and that's also one of my favorite parts of Christmas. I think there's a reason I enjoy collecting the wrapping paper? No. Do I love to do it? And I am giddy as I'm getting out my trash bag to collect wrapping paper a little bit, and it's a little bit embarrassing to admit, but I do really, really enjoy it. I just love looking at gifts, seeing them wrapped up, seeing my siblings open Christmas gifts. I don't like to be a part of those. I don't like to be a part of the gift exchanges where everyone opens the gifts at the same time. I want to see what every single person got, and I want gift opening to last 4 hours. You know what I mean? It's not like, I want to be opening gifts, and, I just want to have as many gifts as possible. No, I just want to see what every single person got. And why would I ravenous open them all up? Just to have my day ruined? Because there's nothing else to do? Much rather spread it out. You know, have a leisurely morning. Eat some breakfast. But I also think that is because I am an adult now. You know what I mean? I would have scoffed at these things I'm saying as a child. Because you want to wake up and immediately open everything. And I get it. Well, I also think that's because, you have things to do. You know what I mean? You open it, you get a toy, you want to play with that toy. You open things like that. That's why I did a really smart thing. And I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to, add some, wink wink ideas that I want a Lego set. Because then I can put it together on Christmas. You know what I mean? It gives me something to do with the rest of my day. And obviously I'd be doing other things, you know what I mean? Like I think last year I got a book or something that I was reading. Like there's always something to do. Or just relax, but it's difficult for me to relax because I'm a little bit high strung on Christmas. But yeah, I'm a Christmas girl. First and foremost. But also, I know there's a snowstorm coming, so some people may be getting a white Christmas or snowy Christmas, which should be really fun. You know what I find so funny? Listening to Christmas music that's not mainstream. It's the weirdest little Christmassy, it's weird. But I think Christmas music is so fun. And I think this was one of the first years I've not been sick of it. Because I listen to I'm not like other girls, I'm so indie. I listen to underground Christmas music. No, I'm joking. But I mean the main ones. I feel like they've really mixed it up this year. They played Hard Candy Christmas by Dolly Parton on the radio. I had never heard it on the radio before, and I was like, this is Dolly Parton, this is such a good song. I heard it. My mother must have thought I was dying. I fell to my knees in the car. I love that song. I fell to my knees, got stuck, then sat down, then began to sing the lyrics in her face. Then she began to laugh at me, and then I fell again. Because it's such a good song. Hard Candy Christmas? Yeah, Dolly. I know exactly what you're talking about. And I think that's the fun part about, not the fun part about Christmas, but as some of you may know, I am an Enneagram type 4, which can mean I'm emotional or whatever. Melancholy, all that jazz. But I kind of I love that part of Christmas too. You know what I mean? It's a little bit melancholy sometimes. And that is completely okay. And I think it's a hard time for a lot of people. And I think finding the good and finding the Christmasness is so much more than gifts or things like that. As much as that stuff is fun and can add to my personal things that make me like Christmas, buying people gifts, going to the mall, things like that just add to the Christmas experience. It's so much more than that. And, to celebrate the people around you and to celebrate, how much you've been given in this life. You know what I mean? I think on Thanksgiving, we're often oh, I'm so thankful for this. I'm so thankful for that. We can be thankful all the time, I guess. I don't know. Just my little soapbox moment. Well, it is late And Santa Claus is on his way to town, so I better hit the hay before Santa Claus doesn't give me gifts. Well, I love you guys. I hope you have an amazing, awesome Christmas, holiday season, whatever you celebrate. And I will talk to you guys before the new year. Well, I love you guys. Have an awesome evening, morning, afternoon, whenever you're listening to this. Bye-bye now.